broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. It's just that Saturdays remain for the boys. Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. And worldwide on the ESPN app. Tell your smart speaker, your connected device. Tell your Alexa. Play ESPN West Palm, and we stream live. Also, wherever you get your podcasts, after the fact, minutes after we're done, it is posted, the show in its entirety. 1 hour, Saturdays, Brother Love, and with us one last time before football season begins, Brian McLovin-Rowitz, football season, high school football, ESPN Play. You're a busy guy.
It is. High school football practice Monday.
That's crazy.
Monday at midnight. If you want to go to Sebastian River, they're out on the field at midnight.
Are you serious?
It's the first time you're legally allowed to practice 12:01 a.m., so they take advantage and they're out there.
And the school board's okay with that?
I guess so.
Parents are okay with that?
I guess.
I'll tell you what. Talking football, we are counting down to the National Football League, and we got news, obviously. Training camps are open. Training camps today will be special coverage on ESPN and ABC as everybody is back in business. Aaron Rodgers returned to the New York Jets from his offseason and from his trip to Egypt. Aaron Rodgers meeting with the media and discussing for the first time this whole thing that became a thing because his coach made it a thing inexplicably. Here's Aaron Rodgers on the consequences of his decision to go on his little trip to Egypt.
Yeah, I had a great talk with Robert. Obviously, he wanted me to be there. And I knew the consequences if I wasn't going to be there. The reaction is what it is.
First of all, when he says with Robert, is he trying to say, like, I'm not going to use the word coach.
Yes.
I'm going to talk to you like we're equals.
Yep.
Is that what he's doing?
When have you ever heard a player refer to their coach by their first name? Like, could you imagine Brady going out there, oh, Bill said this?
Can you imagine Gronk saying it?
Gronk might, because he might just forget. He's like, what's his name again?
Cat, is it just me, or when he says Robert, it's deliberate to just kind of push him down a little bit and be like, yeah, you know.
That's not my boss.
I don't work for him.
It's Robert. We're co-workers.
It's Robert. Robert.
Yeah, we partner on this football thing.
He's not calling him dad. It's Robert.
So he gets asked about the fine. Aaron Rodgers gets asked about the fine, and here's what he said. Listen at the very end of it, because he makes it sound like it's a bigger deal than it really is.
Did you get fined?
Yeah.
Do you think Robert needed the 50 mandatory, the mandatory amount? That's, I think it's 50.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I think it might have been a little more than that.
I think it might be a little more. His voice cracks, a little high pitched. Sounds like an old lady.
Yeah.
Like a great player. What's with that voice?
He's just trying to be nice to old Robert.
Meanwhile, I think it's going to be like $50,837. Right. A little more than that.
Did I tax on that? How does that work?
There's like 800 and change. Right. A little more than that.
That's a Garrett Cole voice. If you ever hear Garrett Cole from New York Yankees talk, it sounds exactly like that.
Yeah. I hate when you have like this just absolute warrior of an athlete who is just a mentally, physically, game-changing athlete, and then you hear them speak, and they sound like the old lady across the street that you have to mow her lawn for her because now she's too old, her husband passed, and she has a broken hip.
I mean, it worked out for Tyson in terms of like different voices versus what he is.
Tyson's voice a little bit right.
Right.
George Foster was that way back in the day. There are certain athletes in which, like, I have the voice that Aaron Rodgers should have.
Yes.
Like, if you look at me, I should sound like Aaron Rodgers does.
Yeah, that's
right. And he should sound like me. We should do the old Freaky Friday switcheroo with the voices. But Rodgers says, hey, I know that I missed, you know, the mandatory. You know, everybody's got to be here. But I went to the OTAs. I mean, that should matter, right? Listen.
You know, I made a point to be at every OTA.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was at the physical day as a part of the mini camp.
Right.
Missed the two practices. You know, had talks with all my teammates about it. I think they understood it was obviously more of an issue outside the building than it was inside the building.
First of all, Saleh had no business making a thing out of it.
Correct.
Rodgers here has... Why is Rodgers even doing this? Why is he even entertaining this?
Because it's always someone else's fault with Rodgers.
Why is he not just saying, guys, who cares? I had a trip planned. I won the trip. I paid a fine. All right. But why is he... I went to this. I talked to my teammates. It's a bigger deal outside of the... Of course it's a bigger deal outside of the building. But you're not helping your cause.
And I feel like even the fine we didn't know about until he's talked about it. Like, I don't remember seeing that before he talked about it.
Well, Salas said that it was inexcused and okay. that it would be subject to mandatory fine.
All right, so subject to it right. and then leave it at that. We don't need to know anything else.
Yeah. So here's the question. Once you know, like, when we first heard about this, I was like, there's got to be some, you know, sipping ayahuasca uh-huh. in the mountains of Peru thing that's happening where, like, they can't move it because Gatorade is in retrograde and Mercury, and there's some kind of a polar solar
yep.
confluence where it's like, no, this is exactly when the stars align, the universe, and there's, you know, the sunbeams. Like, remember in Raiders of the Lost Ark when he had the jewel and the staff, and uh-huh. then you put it and you wait the time of day, and then the sunbeam comes through and it shows you exactly where the Ark of the Covenant is buried?
Sure.
You're pretending.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I've watched some recently. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So you know what I'm talking about. So I'm thinking Rogers has some kind of a spiritual thing in which he's about to trip balls uh-huh. and they're going to lick frogs.
Yep.
But there's going to be a beam of light, the stars. So he's got to be yep. at that exact longitude, latitude.
Latitude, longitude.
Those ones as go. Well. But no. That's on three-dimensional Earth, as we understand.
Oh, my bad.
In the fifth dimension of where he exists, it's longitude. I can't even screw it up now on purpose.
God. Dang it. I was thinking there was one massive hourglass that was running out of time.
Langitude.
Hey, that works. There you go.
So here's the thing. If this wasn't some orchestrated where there's the stars and the universe and the tilt of the planet, why the hell aren't you just moving your trip?
That's way more important than Robert's schedule.
Like, but why Rob? Well, yeah. I mean, like one dude in his vacation. It's not like for me, if I had to move vacation, it might be difficult because of the financial aspect.
Sure.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers, what is the odds that he's flying to Egypt on a commercial plane?
Pretty low, I imagine.
And what are the odds that, like, the vacation package, did he sit through a seminar for a timeshare like CCAT did?
Don't want to forfeit the deposit. Don't want to do that.
I hope he didn't give any credit card info to whoever he talked to.
No, he's smarter than that.
Just debit.
Did he sit? CCAT gave his bank card information to the people from a timeshare scam.
What the hell did you just say?
For those that don't know, CCAT, once upon a time, was at a chicken wing festival in Lake Worth, Florida.
All you can eat, all you can drink.
But it wasn't like a fancy promoted produce thing. Just a little neighborhood wing thing.
And was it just a block party or an actual event?
And as he's walking out, there's people at a tent. So it must be legit.
Of course. They have a tent.
They have a tent. And they say, hey, sign up. You could win a free gift card.
$500 gas gift card.
That's important.
Well, of course I'll sign up for that. Of course I'll give you my personal information.
That's
why wouldn't
worth
I?
15 seconds of my time. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And then he gets a phone call. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Hey, CCAT.
Is this Christian Cat?
It actually is. How'd you get this number?
Well, I'm from the show. What'd they tell you? I don't remember what they told you. I can play you.
Do you remember going to the all-you-can-eat wing bash a couple weeks ago?
Why, of course I do. How could I forget that? It was delightful.
Well, do you remember signing up for something on the way out?
I signed up for many things. I'm a value shopper.
Well, you are a winner.
That's incredible. What have I won?
So, you know, you signed up for the gas card.
Of course.
We did one better.
Wow.
How about $200 you can spend wherever you want?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I would love that very much. I'm sure there are no restrictions, details, or scam involved.
But it's not just the money. No. We're giving you a 3-night, 4-day stay in locations like Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. Better. That sounds totally logical for doing nothing more than signing my name and giving my phone number. This sounds like a legitimate vacation just because the universe does these things.
All you have to do is meet us down in Bleep, Florida next Saturday. For a presentation.
A presentation? What kind of present? Screw it. I'll take it all. Vacation, all of it.
Well, also, there's a non-refundable deposit if you don't show up.
Well, that's not a problem. Of course I'll show up. I want my free vacation. No strings attached. No scam involved.
So it only takes debit cards or your bank account information.
Why don't I give you my bank account so you can take every dollar from me? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say that. I said, please
do
hold.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Dude, I'm sorry to, you know, get back in. I know this is traumatic for you. Long story short, you survived this.
I beat them, yeah.
But when you told me this story on the air, we went to break early. I said, we're going to take a break right now.
Uh-huh.
You have to freeze your bank account. You have to tell the bank, freeze your debit card. Do not allow any transactions.
Yeah, Mr. Conspiracy Dude, I was fine. I froze it for a day and no money ever got taken out. It was all good. I got the money.
Drudar, our ops guy, was so worried and so upset.
You remember that? Bothered.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, you can't do this.
Our operations guy, Dave Drudas, who Brian is referencing, he immediately like ran into the studio and said, man, because I felt you had concern on your face because, as well, you should. You have to remember in life, if something seems too good to be true, it's because it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And also you have to understand, whether it's an app on your phone or something like that, if you're getting something for nothing, they're getting data and information from you.
Right.
So now when you get those text messages and they say like, how have you been? I've missed you. Or like, hey, Joe, let's do lunch. I'm late for ballet class. You're like, what the hell? I'm this number. Who's Joe? It comes from stuff like this. You were being set up for a scam in which they were hoping that they could get... You're lucky that this was actually a fairly decent company, because if you give your debit card to other companies like this, you get drained immediately. Yeah, not a credit card. Because the credit card company is going to be like, did you approve this?
Right.
When it's a debit card, the money leaves, and then you spend 6 months after trying to get it back.
Yeah, there's a lot more protection in the United States. I've heard people that go on vacation abroad, and this happens to them, and they do not get that money back. And they get killed.
No, they do not. Use your debit card for one thing only. Taking cash out of your bank's ATM. Do not use your debit card for anything else. You guys are very welcome for the lesson. Anyway, we're way off of the bay. Aaron Rodgers, since now you know this is when mandatory camp is, why go on vacation that week, Aaron?
Aaron, why did the trip to Egypt, why did it have to be that week rather than, say, a week later when there were no activities?
Yeah, you know, I originally scheduled it based on the previous year's schedule, which had us out, I believe, by the 9th or 10th. So once I saw the schedule, I was trying to move some things around. I just didn't happen.
I tried to move some things around. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. That is a BS excuse.
Yes, it is.
I tried to move some things around. It didn't happen. Translation, I looked... This is when it happened last year. So I went based on that. Instead of reaching out, double checking, right. I said, I'm going to go when I want to go because it works for me and it works for my travel companions. And if it doesn't mesh up with the Jets, well, they can deal with that. I'll pay the fine. I don't care. What he's saying is, I don't need to be there, but if I do need to be there, I'll get there when I can get there. I'm doing this on my schedule. It's a sense of entitlement is what it is.
Maybe he didn't have Robert's cell phone number to check on the schedule.
He has Robert's cell phone number.
You think so?
He was texting Robert pictures from the trip.
Oh, good. That's very nice of him.
He was texting Robert pictures of the pyramids and camels and such. And I'm sure Salah was like, this guy's so annoying. I'm sure he was like this. Like he was showing his wife and he goes, who cares?
Salah hates him, right?
Salah's got to have his phone and he puts it to his wife and he goes, look, Aaron with a camel. Who cares?
Counterpoint.
Oh.
This is the offseason for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers also has a lot of famous friends. I don't know who is on this trip with him, but they're probably thinking, Aaron Rodgers, it's the offseason, dude. This is when you are available. I'm filming a movie. I'm also filming a movie. I'm imagining it's Shailene Woodley and Miles Teller. I know he's.
I was just going to say, he's referencing my boy Miles Teller.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
He's referencing my boy Miles Teller.
This is when we can do it, so you got to make it work, Rodgers.
Miles Teller is going to be in a remake of An Officer and a Gentleman, and the most famous scene to those of us that came up in that era is Richard Gere, the Marine in training, getting absolutely just destroyed by Louis Gossett Jr. God rest his soul, he just passed away. And he's like, I'm going to make you quit. And Richard Gere's like, I won't quit because I got no place else to go. Now he's crying and he's like, I got no place else to go. And so I saw that Miles Teller was going to be in the remake and I messaged him and said, bro, you have to do the line. I got no place else. He's like, are you kidding me? Of course. It's the most famous line in the movie. And I was like, yeah, I guess it was kind of dumb. There may be a larger, like, well, there's other people involved. Doesn't matter. Before you say, I'm going to go on the trip with everybody, before you see, you ask your coach, is this date available? Unless you feel as though, can't be important, I'll deal with it. And by the way, it ain't that big of a deal. Let's be honest.
Sure. Also, he had all of last year to do this when he wasn't playing football.
Fair enough. He was rehabbing. You want to be back for 2024.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah. Those guys, what a wonderful relationship.
So here's as they say in French, piece de resistance. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that right? The piece de resistance. This is really, please, all the times that Aaron Rodgers reminds us that he's smarter than us, all the times that Aaron Rodgers reminds us that we're dumber, we don't see, we can't comprehend things that he can on his level, mm-hmm. that I'm the champion of Celebrity Jeopardy. Please, by all means, listen to what he says when he talks about being asked his fascination with Egypt itself.
Oh, I've been a fan for 3 decades, ever since I was in a gifted and talented education class.
Why do we need to?
I don't know if those are paid for or not, but I was in it. We studied mythology from Egypt and Greece.
Yeah, you can kill it. I've heard enough. Yeah, you can kill it. Yeah. Ever since I was in, you know what the rest of us say? School.
Yes.
When little.
You wouldn't get
elementary
it.
School.
You what? Wouldn't get it, Josh. Were you in the gifted class, whatever what he just said? You wouldn't get it.
I've told
gifted
this.
Gifted and talented, I believe. Like, it's not even just gifted.
But, like, that's working in like a humble brag yeah. that is in no way necessary. It's not relevant in any way. It's in no way relevant to his understanding of fact. Like, so the kids that were not in the gifted program, were they not made aware that Egypt exists?
No.
Mythology exists?
And also, he said 3 decades ago. So when he was, what, 8, 9 years old? He's talking about those classes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's 40 now.
Okay. So 10.
He's 10 years old.
So third, fourth grade gifted classes. Got it, Aaron.
I've told this before, and it's going to pain me to have to do it again. When I was a little boy, and I'm talking about second grade,
okay,
I was in the gifted program. Mm. There were special classes and a special field trip for the kids that were in the gifted program. We scored higher, apparently, in intelligence. So there was a handful of us. And I remember feeling special. Thinking like, I remember specifically feeling like, damn, like, we're smarter. Like, this is great. And then the next year, I remember that I wasn't involved in the gifted classes. And I remember feeling, well, what happened? And as it turns out, I really, truly wasn't gifted.
Oh.
Because I was for the age of the second grade. Mm. But then for the next year, I was no longer apparently on that level.
Left in the dust.
Yeah. Did you at least get to learn about Egypt in that 1 year?
I did not.
Oh.
No.
That's why you don't get it. That's why you don't get why Aaron had to change his schedule.
I remember a field trip to like a church, which is weird anyways. But I remember being a part of that and thinking like, all right, next level.
Uh-huh.
Turns out the next year, nope, back with everybody else. Mm. Like I peaked. Second grade.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers could have just said as a kid in school, took a fascination to mythology. Why are they even asking him that? What's your fascination? Like, what does it matter?
Maybe there'd be some profound answer and it would be justified at that point.
Can we hear one more time? Can I just hear him work in that he was in the gifted program? Because it's completely unnecessary.
Oh, I've been a fan for 3 decades, ever since I was in a...
School! Say school!
Gifted and talented education class.
And then he tries to like kind of humble it by saying, I don't know if people pay for that. Meaning like, right. Well, maybe my parents paid. Right. So you already let us know that you're smarter than the rest of us. But now you want to make a joke and say, well, maybe I'm really not. Maybe my parents just paid for me to be in there.
Will he get more annoying if the Jets are on the run to a Super Bowl or if they suck this year?
They suck.
Okay.
I think if he's winning, though, he'll be focused.
Okay. I guess that's good. Yeah.
If they're out of the playoff run, it's kind of like 2 year deal.
Right.
If the wheels fall off,
it's get weird.
If they are just horrible, yeah. then it's because of like bizarre blown plays. Right. Like the defense blowing a play, like there's 9 men on the field.
Bad coaching by Robert.
Right. Or some idiotic, ridiculous, or like a receiver with a winning touchdown dropping the ball at the 4 yard line on his way in.
Hate when that happens.
Like not the 1 yard line, right. But like the 4.
Yeah.
That's how we need things to go. That's how we'll have the best season of Rodgers yet.
And he's going to show up on Rogan the next week.
100%.
Oh, wait, that's what he was doing.
It's a conspiracy. They're doing this on purpose.
What if he has one of these trips during the season?
Is what?
Like one of these trips happens during the season on a Sunday.
Bye week?
During the season, on a game. He misses the game.
Come on now. Don't be ridiculous.
I don't know.
Who created the problem? Rodgers or Salah and the Jets by even mentioning the Aaron inexcused. Who created this problem?
The Jets originally, but I feel like Aaron would have made it an issue eventually.
Aaron would have made it an issue regardless.
Yeah.
CK.
I'm a big punctuality and attendance guy. I think you got to be there. I don't care how long you've been in the league. I think it's Rodgers.
Yeah, this really was a test. It really was a case of, look, it's mandatory for everybody. And Roger's saying, I got plans. You're going to get fined. That's fine. I did all the other stuff. I went to everything else. I was good. Right. I was good. But really, this became a problem when Sala started over-explaining it and making a thing out of it.
Yes.
Like, immediately, you know, if somebody asks you, like, is there anyone that's not here, you say yes.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you guys ever gave a deposition in court or ever testified. You give a deposition or you testify. Your lawyer instructs you, answer the question only. Do not volunteer information.
That makes sense.
Is there anyone that's not present? Yes. Can you tell us who's not present? Yes. What are their names? Then you can give names.
Sure.
This all started in, was it April or May?
Oh, I don't remember. Sure.
When he started getting into, and then Aaron, and it's an inexcused absence. I want to be clear on that.
But he
spoke
even
about
just
it.
Said,
something like, very important to him.
Reporters,
shut up.
If they didn't see him, like, hey, where was Aaron today? He's not here. We talked about it before.
I don't know. Text him. How about that?
Like, that even would have been better.
I don't know. Text him.
And Schefter would say, I don't have his number anymore.
He told Schefter to lose it.
Lose my number. There's always that one, or at least there used to be. I don't know. You're Gen Z. You tell me, C-Cat. Are you millennial? You're millennial.
I think so. I'm 36.
So, I'm Gen X. You're millennial, and you're Gen Z.
Zoomer, yeah.
Right. So, do you still ever, when you have that argument with someone, get that text that says, lose my number?
No.
And
no.
You just get ghosted?
Yeah.
All right. There's not, because we used to do the lose my number.
Okay.
You guys did too.
I don't remember that for sure.
Now they just ghost. Close of the flip phone.
Yeah.
Gotta make sure they hear it.
Satisfying clasp. Meanwhile, Lamar, speaking of quarterbacks going to camp, Lamar Jackson returned to practice for the Baltimore Ravens on Wednesday, and he lasted one entire hour. He's been sick. He's been not well. Are you worried about Lamar Jackson?
No, I feel like he usually has tummy issues.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know.
Has he got Crohn's disease or irritable bowel syndrome?
I think he's a lactose guy that does not give up cheese. Like, I know a lot of them.
His ice cream truck, is that what it is? Speaking of dudes with a voice that you shouldn't have, Lamar Jackson has the voice of what should be like his grandmother.
Fair.
He's got a grandmother's voice from Boynton Beach.
Very sweet, yes.
He has when he says like Ms. Lisa.
Right,
He has a very nice. Sweet, delicate voice, but it's raspy, it's kind of. Sounds like an elder. Lamar Jackson, probably the ice cream truck. Pass by. And you can't resist that.
You can't.
Right. So he's getting ice cream and he's got belly issues. Remember that time in Cleveland on Thursday Night Football when he was trying to play it off like he wasn't? And we were all like on Twitter immediately. When you run like that,
yes.
That's a different kind of cramp.
Yeah, you gotta go.
I gotta get there.
Right.
And you hope they're wearing the black pants, not the white ones with the purple jerseys on that day. Earlier in the week, John Harbaugh goes off on this rant about Lamar Jackson and about, I have no idea, like, what is going on with not just Harbaugh brothers, but these coaches saying way more than they need to. Like, why are you helping us do our jobs? Listen to Harbaugh on their vision, not their plan, not their goals, their vision. I think he's been licking toads in the desert as well. Listen to Harbaugh.
The Ravens, and we've always had a vision for Lamar Jackson. It started with Lamar's vision and his mom's vision when he said he was going to be a quarterback. He's going to be a quarterback in high school. He's going to be a quarterback in college. He's going to be a quarterback in the National Football League. And we bought into that. We embraced it. We built an offense for it at 19. We're building another offense for it in 23 and 24 going forward, right? The next iteration of our offense around Lamar Jackson. Because in my opinion, the vision for Lamar Jackson, and it's a vision, it's something you see it like it's already happened.
Oh, boy.
You can see it like it's already been done. The victory has already been won when you pour into a vision. And the vision that we have together is that Lamar Jackson is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history of the National Football League.
Someone is like, it's almost like a distraction. It's almost like, hey, me and my buddies are about to rob the bank, so we need to create some kind of a distraction over there so the cops all go there.
Where was this said, by the way?
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, like you do a river dance, you just all of a sudden break into dance to distract the crowds. Yeah.
Like it's a flash mob. Like what is going, what was your question?
Where was this said? Like the woman cheering in the background?
A camp.
I was very confused when I heard this on the station this week, and I'm like, did the station switch formats and I didn't know? Like, it sounded very political and, like, churchy and...
And you're like, you don't realize it's John Harbaugh.
Right.
Who's making these grandiose statements about Lamar Jackson. But this is not John Harbaugh. It's not typical of him. But why is he preaching this about our vision is for him to be the great? Is it to deflect because he knows the criticism's coming? Maybe Lamar's got tummy issues because of the negativity involving the playoff loss in the AFC Championship game.
Sure, anxiety can give you problems with your stomach, of course.
Of course it can.
Maybe just trying to keep up with his brother and his antics now. They're both in the league.
And how does Lamar not have an endorsement deal with Pepto and or Imodium AD? I'm serious. Yeah. Speaking of irritable bowel syndrome, which is a sexy topic, Linda Carter, who was the original Wonder Woman, who was the hottest woman on TV, she came on the old Josh Cohen of the Home Team in like 2002, 2003. And it's like 8:30 in the morning. And so it's like we're going to the phones to get Linda Carter on the show. And I'm talking about how she was like the first shared crush I had with my father. God rest his soul. He was like Linda Carter. I was like, yes, I don't know how I feel. I like that. I like her. I feel tingly. I'm feeling weird things. Linda Carter. So I'm telling. So she comes on and I'm like, you were the first crush that I shared, my first celebrity crush, and my father as well. And she's like, that's great, but I'm here to talk about irritable bowels. And I say, Linda Carter, thank you for your time. Get information at ibsendsnow.com, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And that was that. All right. Should we take a break? I don't know where we are.
Yeah, probably should. Okay,
we should. Coming up, when we return, Jim Harbaugh. If you thought John's comments were semi-wild, we've got Jim Harbaugh earlier this week sounding like, dare I say, Dwight Schrute from The Office and some kind of bizarre, I don't know, metaphysical obstetrician. We'll explain. Plus, what does Brian actually know about his former GKB wrestling guest, Liv Morgan? How much does he know? I'm sure you guys are dying to know as well. We count down to football. We'll get to all that coming up in just a sec. First, a reminder that Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's again, 800-747-FREE. Anajar and Levine were my accident attorneys. Car accidents, truck accidents, slip and fall, trip and fall. Friends of mine, Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine, they fight for you. They do not get paid unless you get paid. That's right, you don't pay anything unless you get paid. And they will fight to get you the maximum compensation that you know you deserve. Call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine and the Anajar and Levine difference. They are not all the same. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So do that. Take back control of your life. 800-747-FREE. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Take back control of your life. Counting down to football. Saturday tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
We got big news from the NBA and more importantly from broadcasting and the greatest studio show in the history of sports media. We'll share that with you in just a second. Plus, you'll hear from Jim Harbaugh about day one on the job as the Los Angeles Chargers' new head coach. Harbaugh, sounding like Dwight Schrute from The Office. Outstanding. We'll get to that in just a sec. St. Lucie Battery and Tire is the home of honest, reliable service and has been since 1970. Do the math. That's longer than any of the three of us have been alive, myself included. They are family-owned business. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, now 18 locations, West Palm through the Treasure Coast. Why does family-owned matter? Because it's generations, and it's accountability. And it means not some big, faceless, foreign corporation that does not care about you, your needs, or the value they provide you. This is relationship. This means they've been taking care of people for three or four generations now of vehicles. And what we're talking about is the ability to know what the vehicle has had and what it hasn't, what it needs and what it doesn't. All St. Lucie Battery and Tire is trying to do is keep your business, which means they're going to try and make you happy. You want your car to run better, last longer, and cost you less money in maintenance and repair. So of course you would use them. Not just batteries and tires. Not just wiper blades and oil changes, which by the way are faster and cheaper than the dealership where you bought your car because of the cost of hourly labor. They're not looking for things that are wrong to charge you money for. They're looking to make sure that there aren't things that are wrong so you don't have to spend money. When you have a relationship with your customer, and you know their vehicle, you can make it run better and last longer and save them money. It's your second biggest investment, your car. Go to slbt.com, slbt.com, or just stop in. Now, 18 locations, West Palm, all the way through the Treasure Coast, St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Saturday tailgate, of course, I would be JC. It's Brian McLovin-Rowitz. Farewell episode, sitting in with us these many episodes since we began in April because football season upon us. And for C-Cat, not expecting to see you a whole lot more anymore coming up anyways.
We'll see.
You may not. You never know. That's the beauty of this. Nobody knows, but more importantly, nobody cares, which is even more important. Jim Harbaugh, on his first day on the job, head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, had this to say about what it feels like to be back and on the job.
Just the way it feels, I mean, feels like New Year's Day, you know? Feels like being born. Feels like coming out of the womb, you know? It's like you're in there and it's comfortable and it's safe. And
it's warm.
And now.
Dark.
You're out. You're born. The lights are on. It's bright. Got chaos. People looking at you. People talking at you. And just feels good to, you know, have it happen.
He made a pop out noise and then he said it feels good too. And he didn't say get out of there. Here's the thing. If you are playing the Chargers early season and you whoop up on them, don't you have to say Coach Harbaugh said about getting born? He forgot getting spanked.
Oh,
don't you have to drop a getting spanked line there?
Yeah, you probably do. I didn't think about that. That's a good one.
That feels like the social media one, like the team account. They'll get a little snarky. Yeah.
It would be the Chargers. They have the most of the snark on Twitter.
Yes, that is true.
And that's why they deserve it most coming back.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Chargers kind of invented the schedule release becoming a thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Aren't they the ones that kind of originated
yes.
that?
Yes.
Week one, the Raiders played them week one, and Davante Adams talked about, they have these comments. He's like, I know it's none of their guys, but I'm still fired up about it. Like, he was annoyed by the video.
He was mad about that for no reason.
Right.
Jim Harbaugh's comments, John Harbaugh's comments. Which ones are further off base from their baseline? It's John, right? John doesn't normally talk like that.
Right, that's true. Yeah, Jim's normally that annoying out there.
You find him annoying?
I find him amusing. The cleats at practice. Like, he's way too much.
Do not forget, I told you the story back in the day on the home team.
Which one?
When they were growing up.
Oh, yes.
John is older. John looks younger.
Yes.
John is older. John is early 60s.
Oh, wow.
John looks tremendous. See, Kat, I don't know if I told you this story. John tells his story about growing up. Jim Harbaugh is obsessed with sports and athletes.
Yes.
He's obsessed with one day actually meeting a professional baseball player. The Cleveland Indians at the time, now Guardians, are a terrible team. They're like the worst team in the American League. Well, at one of these games, after the game, kids are allowed to line up on the field and you get to meet one of their scrub third basemen, some random player. John Harbaugh is like, you want to do it? And Jim is like, this is the greatest day of my life. I am going to shake the hand and meet a Major League Baseball player. But Jim says, I have to go to the bathroom. And they say, well, if you go to the bathroom, there won't be time to do this. You won't be able to do both. Jim Harbaugh made the conscious decision to stand there on the third baseline, waiting in line to shake the hand of a major leaguer. He made the decision to pee his own pants. I know you're thinking, are you supposed to pee other people's pants? Why in his own? He made the decision. It wasn't a case of I can't hold it anymore. He knew. John explained. He knew. I've got to go that bad, but I'm not missing a chance to meet a random Major League Baseball player, so I will just stand here and pee my pants instead.
Yep, that sounds like them. They've also told the story about the trick-or-treating one where they'd go back and change costumes and try and compete with each other who got the most candy.
Sounds about right.
Jim's annoying.
Jim's annoying, but it's amusing. It's entertaining for us. We just burned 4 minutes on this. Kidding me? Meanwhile, to the NBA, and the scenery is changing significantly. This song, remember this one? This will be the final season we hear this song. Unless Amazon swoops in and says, we'll take the song and we'll take your pregame show.
But Barkley said he's not moving. Or Ernie, someone said they're not leaving Turner.
Listen. If Amazon says, or NBC says, guys, we can do it right there in Atlanta. We can do the exact same. They're going to stop doing it because it changes the network. If they say,
fair.
Your producers, your directors, everyone. We hire everyone. they'd be crazy not to.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But the news has come down, and then, well, apparently it's a fluid situation still. I don't know how exactly this is going to play out. I don't think any of us truly do. But as it stands, it is an 11-year deal. And we are talking about $76 billion. Is that right?
That's a big number.
Yeah, it sure is. Meanwhile, NBC, they now get rights. And Amazon gets a package. But that leaves the TNT guys, after four decades, as the odd man out. TNT, which is Warner Brothers Discovery, WBD, they say, hold on, NBA, you're misinterpreting the language of the contract. We have the right to match. We did do just that. You can't then decide. Problem is, you had tweets. You see the tweets a couple years ago? They resurfaced again.
No.
Jimmy Traina says, the Warner Brothers Discovery, the TNT on NBA, rejecting their matching offer. They issued a statement, quote, we have matched the Amazon offer, and we have a contractual right to do, and do not believe the NBA can reject it. We think they have grossly misinterpreted our contractual rights, and we will take appropriate action. Meanwhile, there was a tweet that was a quote that was given out by David Zasloff, who is the president of Warner Brothers Discovery. He's the CEO. He said, quote, sports is hard because they're talking about rising costs and ratings and challenges. This is back in 2020, I believe, or 2022, excuse me. Sports once lifted all boats. Says, we have a favorable deal on March Madness, NHL, and baseball playoffs. On the NBA, David Zasloff said, quote, we don't have to have we don't have to have NBA, end quote.
Wow.
And there was some talk that then Adam Silver said, oh, really? Oh, really? Watch this. I imagine that it's not necessarily personal because it's financial.
Right.
You know, the owners are saying, you know, you're not going to leave something that's been great for you to go something that may be riskier. The commissioner spoken about Amazon has many elements that are huge to them. A huge subscriber base, the availability, the mobility, and also the global presence. And that's what the NBA is looking for.
I think the big thing with all this is, like, most of the time, I don't think people care, like, what network it's on. Like, you don't even know how to get to the networks half
right,
the time.
Right.
But the inside the NBA part is the big part of
this. Of course it is.
Like, we end up losing them.
And we're going to wind up having, they're going to have their best ratings ever.
Right. Well, that's the other positive. I saw someone tweet it. Like, you're going to get Barkley an open mic all year and he's sitting duck. We're like, hey, I'm done after this. That could be entertaining.
Sitting duck president.
Right. Like, you know he's out. It's the last year. It's like, yeah, go do you, Chuck.
But also, don't we also start to go and do things that we know are going away? Like, that restaurant's closing and, okay, we should go there. That ice cream shop, is that going to... You get nostalgic, sentimental.
Right.
The business inside of this is going to be fascinating. But with that said, the old days of where you are on the dial doesn't matter because there's no dial.
Right.
The NBA may very much just want to be on the Amazon platform because of the digital, the subscriber base, the global presence they have. And it's a case of, sorry, Turner, like, you guys just don't have that.
Right.
And by the way, how far are we removed from watching a game on an Amazon platform and on the screen comes up the merchandise and the things that you immediately can just order?
I just love, if you watch movies on Prime, it has like the actors and what they're in and stuff.
Yeah.
So like, who is that? It's like, oh,
X-ray. There
it is. Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
So like that actor pops up and, oh, you've also seen him in this, seen him in that.
I'm a fan of that.
So they're going to be doing this to sell you stuff during the game.
As they should.
And then also the gambling, sportsbook related aspects. That's coming also. The problem is that with the lag of streaming with sports, the live wager numbers can't be close to.
Oh, yeah, like at all.
Right. So that's significant. The situation is a fluid one, and let's see how this all plays out. With that said, to the NBA we continue, and it's Paul George, who is now a Philadelphia 76er. Did you hear what he said about his time as a Clipper, about being in L.A., but being a member of the Clipper? Listen to this.
I think initially, you know what I mean, coming back to L.A., that was home when I first came back to L.A., but it's not the same love. Because when I was in L.A., they like, man, you should have been a Laker. That's all I was hearing. It wasn't no like, oh, welcome to the Clippers. Yo, we happy you were in L.A., but you should have been a Laker.
You was on the second team.
I'm on the B team. That's how the vibe and the love felt, you know.
When he says they said, is he talking about his teammates?
I don't know.
No, that's his family and people back home.
Okay.
Because when he says they said, it's as though it's phrased and framed almost as if dudes on the Clippers are like, right. Bro, you could have been a Laker. What are you doing here with us?
Yeah, wrong locker room.
I don't think so. I think you're misreading that one.
I hope so. I don't believe that to be the case. I'm asking, is it possible that that's the case? Listen to it one more time, because there's more to it that makes me believe that it might have been coming from within, which is crazy.
I think initially, you know what I mean, coming back to L.A., that was home when I first came back to L.A., but it's not the same love. Because when I was in L.A., they like, man, you should have been a Laker. That's all I was hearing. Facts. It wasn't no like, oh, welcome to the Clippers.
See, there's no one in the Clippers.
We have you in L.A., but you should have been a Laker.
You was on the second team.
I'm on the B team. that's how the vibe and the love felt.
When you say welcome to the Clippers, they didn't say welcome to the Clippers. Why would a family member say welcome to the Clippers?
I think he's talking about like friends and family at home. It's like when I come in L.A., they're like, hey, you could be a Laker. And then once he joined the Clippers, it wasn't.
Welcome to
right.
indicates
yeah.
that I'm a member of.
Fair.
He may be misusing the phrase.
Right.
He's kind of spitballing it here. He's just riffing.
As a Yankee fan, I say welcome to the Yankees when we sign somebody. Like, I feel like I'm part of that.
You are not part of that.
You know, indirectly, I am.
What was your batting average in junior college?
About .152. Maybe .182. I might be shortchanging myself.
Oh, good.
Which one was it?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
What the hell did you just say?
Where could you look that up? Where could you find? Are you, like, online?
Yeah, PennStateHazeltonBaseball.com.
What? Are you on Baseball Reference? Like,
it's okay, buddy. I promise it's okay. Hey, do you have the wrestling music? I want to quiz Brian real quick.
He's busy looking up his stats. This is very important stuff.
Did we ever have wrestling music?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We did for an episode. We did. It's okay. Brian, I'm going to put you in the hot seat.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm more interested to see catch stats.
Yeah, we're going to give him a chance to look that up. Liv Morgan. Uh-huh. She was just on Good Karma
Wrestling. Yeah, check it out on YouTube.
Yeah. Where do they go on YouTube?
Good Karma Wrestling.
And while you're on YouTube, punch in Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. Hit subscribe. The new shows are Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Less than 15 minutes of clip reaction, sports, social media, stupidity. You'll laugh. You'll wonder why you watched in the first place. Questionable Call with JC. Liv Morgan. What's her birth name? You know this. What's
her actual birth name? I don't remember.
Wrong.
Gianna?
It's Giona.
Oh, okay.
G-I-O.
All right.
Giona. Janae, G-J-A-N-E. Daddy-O.
Oh, okay.
Like, what's up, Daddy-O?
Wow.
When's her birthday, Liv Morgan?
I have no idea.
If you had to guess. Give me a month.
September.
Wrong, June. Give me a day.
21st.
8th.
Oh.
What year?
1994
is correct. Right. She just turned 30.
Nice.
Well, I'll give you a little something on that. Right. How tall is she? Liv Morgan, the beautiful wrestler. How tall is she?
5'1".
She's 5'4". What does she weigh?
127.
That's so insulting.
Wow.
You have no idea. 117.
Okay.
What was the date of her arrest? Brian, you're a big fan of Liv Morgan. What was the date of her arrest?
April 20th of 2021.
Not even close.
Oh.
December 14th, 2023. What was the cause of her arrest?
THC or something like that.
Possession of cannabis. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And a pen, a vape pen.
Yes.
She has a tattoo. She has
a tattoo.
Yeah. She has a tattoo. The number is 112117. What's the story behind that tattoo, Brian?
C-Cat's career stats. No?
I don't slash that. No. No.
That is 11-21-17.
Okay.
The date she made the main roster.
Oh.
It's her roster date.
Like
she dated Enzo Amore.
Uh-huh.
Why'd they break up, Brian?
He cheated?
That's correct.
Yep.
Kept his name. You stayed in character. Enzo Amore.
He wrestled in Miami recently.
Oh, he's in Port St. Lucie in a few weeks. If you want to go watch him.
I will.
Apparently, he remained in character. We come back. The big reveal of not just UFC 304 and some picks on that tonight, but also C-Cat's batting average at junior college in Pennsylvania. First, this reminder, my friends, Andrologics West Palm Beach. They've been treating and beating low T for over 20 years now. It is all that they do. Andrologics West Palm Beach, treating and beating low T. You heard what I said. For over 20 years now, I got good news and bad news. You see commercials on TV for a free trial. This supplement, they'll send it to you. It'll boost your testosterone. Here's the bad news. It doesn't work, unfortunately. Because if it did, there would be no need for a multi-billion dollar industry of actual testosterone replacement. So while it's a nice idea, if you listen closely, talk about the FDA's not reviewed these statements, which means we can't prove that what we're saying is true. Andrologics, West Palm Beach, can absolutely prove what they say. This is science, not promise. This is proof, not promise. Guys, just like me, just like you, thousands of men have had their lives improved, building lean muscle, reducing body fat, boosting energy and libido, sleeping better, sharpening cognitive function. Lord knows I could use that. And restoring confidence, sense of well-being. Everybody's different. There's no one-size-fits-all treatment. Replacement therapies are shipped right to your door. So easy for you. Doctors design a custom plan specifically for you, because every man's different, just like their fingerprints. Get back in the game. From the boardroom to the bedroom, your performance increases. You'll feel and do and operate like you did in your mid-20s, late-20s. Live and feel like you did. Again, from the boardroom all the way to the bedroom. Don't wait till tomorrow, because you'll wish in a month from now that you started today. Here's what you're going to do. Online, go to this website, trt.today, not .com, not .net, trt.today. One more time. Don't search it. Go to the website directly. TRT is in testosterone replacement therapy, .today. That's all you type in. Hit enter. Andrologics, West Palm Beach, because experience matters. Saturday Tailgate with JC, back in moments, ESPN 106.3. Time now for the two-minute warning. Being fueled by Celsius, essential energy drinks. Live fit, Celsius. Get a cold can just about anywhere, everywhere, in a billion flavors. And convenient powder sticks. I mean, you can take them with you anywhere, all the time, and always have it on you. Celsius, essential energy drinks. UFC 304, ESPN pay-per-view. Early prelim, 6 p.m. tonight. Main card, let's go King Green, Bobby Lee over Paddy Pimblett. Let's go Aspinall over Curtis Blaydes. And the main event, how about an upset? Brian, what do you think about Bilal Muhammad over Leon Edwards?
What a pick.
And new welterweight champion of the world, Bilal Muhammad. Thank you very much. On tap also, you got Olympics, of course.
Yeah.
But you got your Miami Marlins at Milwaukee Brewers, 7:10, first pitch.
All right.
Where you watch that these days.
No, probably not.
Remember, Boca Bowl's got a brand new date. It is Wednesday the 18th. Wednesday the 18th, the Boca Raton Bowl, live from FAU Stadium. Get information at BocaRatonBowl.com. Follow along on Twitter and on Facebook as well. We are getting short on time. Thank you, Brian, for your contributions. We appreciate you. We will miss you sincerely.
Okay.
I bet 152, by the way. 152.
152 for C-Cat. There you have it. C-Cat, thank you as well for your contributions. I'm sure your coach didn't say that for baseball.
Lay down the bunt.
I weigh 152 today. So. I'm just saying, by comparison. Remember, subscribe to Questionable Call with JC on YouTube. Watch new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Kids, remember, every day above ground is a good day. Some are just, better, like Saturdays, which are for the boys. Have a great week. See you back here next Saturday for Tailgate.